invite Zoe and Adam up. I'll give you a mic.
Thank you.
So, hello.
Hello.
Zoe, Adam, I'd love you to introduce us, yourselves, tell us a bit about you, who you are, where you're from, and what you do in your spare time.
Okay, I'm Zoe, and I have worked with IJM for about 4.5 years. I've led the team since January, so still quite a newbie. And I've lived in Edinburgh for 9 years. I just live in Portobello. And originally from the Isle of Man, hence the accent. And that's, I guess, I was sharing this morning, that's where my justice journey started, around a big farmhouse dinner table with lots of people of different walks of life living alongside each other. And that's when I fell in love with seeing God's restoration and seeing him bring freedom in people's lives. And then I guess fast forward 10 years and I see what we do is a extension of that on more of a global scale, and it is one of my most ridiculous privileges to be part of this work. So yeah, real privilege to be with you guys today, and to have Adam Adam join the team in March, so is a total gift to IJM.
So just as Zoe said, my name's Adam, and I always say to people it's Pop Adam without the pop. It's just easier to remember and pronounce that way. I said that this morning as well. And yeah, I've a quick snapshot of my journey. I studied law as like undergrad and postgrad, and while studying I realized, okay, I didn't want to do any of the other types of law that I studied, and I wanted to do human rights law, but I had no idea what that would look like at all. And at that same time, I started working in my church. A maternity cover had started, and I thought, okay, well, let me see where this goes, because some stuff hadn't worked out, because in the time that I graduated, the oil price crashed, and so I had no backup because I had a graduate scheme. And so I thought, well, let me just try in church and then see what happens after. And I finished up that role last year in December, so that was 7 years in my church in Aberdeen. And just as I was coming to the end of that, during that whole time actually, 10 years ago, someone had come from IJM, who's actually part of our team, Andy Bevan, to our church to speak about IJM. So I heard about it, like you, in a church, and had been interested in the work of IJM the whole time. And then last year, just felt a shifting in where the position that I was in my church. And when I told my pastors about that, it was kind of time for me to come to an end, the IJM role went live. And so I've been part of the team, like Zoe said, since March. And so it's kind of been like a long journey, I guess, of justice weaved throughout. And then now I'm here with IJM and part of the team, and recently moved to Edinburgh. So yeah.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And what do you guys do in your spare time? I know, Zoe, you're up to something next week, but Adam, what do you do in your spare time?
Yeah, so I guess in my spare time, to kind of like unwind, even though it doesn't look like it, I like lifting weights. Like, it just gets, it's a bit of a stress reliever. And so for me, it makes me switch off, because I'm struggling to lift weights. So the only thing I can concentrate on is just trying to lift it off the ground or in the air or whatever that is. So that calms me down. And if not that, then just being with people really restores me and relaxes me.
Thank you.
I like being in the sea on top of a mountain. And next week, I'm climbing a big mountain, going up Kilimanjaro, so we can pray for that. I enjoy those things.
Fantastic. And you tell us a wee bit about IJM, who it is, what it does.
Yeah, so IJM is the largest international organization that deals with all forms of violence, usually with people in poverty and those that are vulnerable. And the largest kind that IJM deals with is modern day slavery. And so we're a global team of Christian investigators, lawyers, social workers fighting against modern day slavery and the different violences that people face. And so we would call that our theory of change. And the way that that kind of outworks itself is that you would have our undercover investigators bringing people out of violence into a place of freedom and safety. You'd have the social workers journeying through a journey of aftercare with them now that they're in a place of safety. And we would have lawyers who would bring perpetrators to justice so that that cycle of violence stops. And I think the way that I explain it is that it's amazing when you see organizations going into different countries, but sometimes what happens is when they come out, then the cycle just begins again. But what we try to do is we have local partnerships, whether that's with police, with government, and equipping those countries so that it means that they are equipped to see what's happening, but also that because we stop that cycle from the root, it stops there, and then no child or man or woman has to experience the violence of modern day slavery again. And so IJM, in a nutshell, is that's what we're trying to do. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And obviously, this evening we're having a prayer service, prayer meeting, time of prayer. I know you wanted to share a little bit from that point.
Yeah, just really briefly, we, as a DOM shared, we're a global team of professionals. And I remember being absolutely, thanks so much, being absolutely taken aback by how professional this group of people were, thousands of people at the top of their profession. But whilst holding that, thousands of people who were also totally dependent on God, they fought hard and they also prayed really hard. And I just don't believe that it's a coincidence that the largest organization working to deal with these crimes are also the ones who are so prioritizing prayer. So this isn't a second best option for us. We believe this work starts at the feet of Jesus. That's why we're here this evening. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to come before the God of justice. So I want to just frame this evening by reading from Isaiah. That's okay. So Isaiah 30, verse 18. Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion, for the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. And that's what tonight's about. It's about waiting on the God of justice to bring his justice, to go before every rescue, every court case, every social worker session, to bring his power and power and his presence before everything that we do. And then we fight hard from that place. This is something we're sharing this morning that we take even contractually really serious at IJM. We spend an hour of our paid time a day in prayer, which ends up totaling up as a lot of prayer in a year. To the business-minded, potentially a huge waste, and I believe our most precious investment. So we're starting off in that posture this evening. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, I think we're gonna.
Yeah, let's start praying. Yeah.
So tell us a bit more about. Are we gonna watch a video first, or are you gonna share a little bit?
Adam's gonna share a little bit, and then we'll start praying.
Great. Adam, I'll hand over to you.
Yeah, so I'm just going to be sharing just a little bit about what we're going to be praying into, and we'll come to share about some of our casework, but the areas that we work in, what we want to do is to strengthen justice systems at IJM, and so that those who are vulnerable aren't left unprotected. And what we've seen is that at the moment there are 50 million people in modern day slavery today, and that seems like such a massive number, but and while that is a massive number, it's what we're going to be praying into. And that means that every 2 minutes, that means every minute two children are sold into slavery. And so by the end of this prayer meeting, that means that 120 more children will be sold into slavery. And we see that within that 50 million, there are children, women, men, on boats, in brothels, stuck on brick kilns, when they should be, those children should be in playgrounds, they should be in schools, those people should be in their homes. And like Zoe said, God is a God of justice, and he's always looking to set the captives free. And we're able to praise, and we'll do that today as well, praise into the way that God is working. And just last year, we saw that 10,000 were brought into a place of freedom. So that's 10,000 people who were freed from violent oppression just last year. And We shared a little bit in the morning about IGM's 2030 vision and where we are pressing into today and what we're going to be praying into as well. And it is a big vision, you can see behind me there. And it's to rescue millions, protect 500 million, and to make justice for people who are poor unstoppable. And we can't do that alone. We're not able to step into those areas without the power of God. And so what it can look like when these things happen is that children are taken from their homes and trafficked. For instance, in Ghana, which I'll be speaking about and sharing a video about, it looks like young women who are tricked and trafficked from Romania into the UK into sex exploitation. And both those places unable to escape and unprotected by the law. But what we've seen time and time again in country after country is that when the law is enforced, then crime rates go down dramatically. And we've seen in areas that we've worked, for instance, that the reduction of slavery went up by 86% in areas that we've worked. And that is through local partnerships. And it's through the power of God, really. And so today we know that slavery may be more vast than ever and more brutal than ever, but is more stoppable than ever. And so tonight we're going to take a trip around the world looking at our work in Ghana, which I'll be sharing about now, and then Zoe will be sharing about our work in Romania. And we're going to be crying to the God of miracles, because the thing is, every single time, that 10,000 that I shared there, that's 10,000 miracles. And every single time that someone is brought into a place of safety, brought into a place of freedom, that is a miracle. And I'll just share with you a little bit about Ghana before I go into a video. So Lake Volta, that'll just be behind me there, you see there. Now that is the largest man-made lake in the world. And if I've done my calculations correctly, it's 150 times the size of the Loch Ness, which is huge in itself already. So that gives a bit of a grasp of just how big this lake is. And you can see there the trees behind, and it was made over a forest. And so you can imagine under that water is unstable, it's dangerous. And children are trafficked into the fishing industry, meaning that they're forced to dive under the water, mend the nets, it's unsafe waters. And oftentimes those children couldn't swim. And so those are the type of things that we are seeing. And before we pray, I'd love to just share with you Foley's story, who was a child that was trafficked into the fishing industry in Ghana.
I follow grandfather to the farm and watch what he's doing. I am 9 years old. I never want to leave this place. I always help my grandfather in the market. When I left home with my uncle, I didn't see my grandparents anymore. The first time I went on the lake, I wanted to escape, but I didn't know the way.
Follow the chief, man.
Hey!
Right, jam it.
Told me my grandfather came for me, but he could not find me. My uncle said, "You forget about your grandfather." And he said, "Those are the people who count for small boys." So when they come, I should jump into the water and swim away.
And so just as we watched that, you know, that's a real story of the darkness and injustices that we see. And we're going to come into a time of prayer. But the thing is with that story that I shared is it's also a celebration. And like I said, we see God moving miraculously and bringing breakthrough. And so I'd just like to share some praise points with you of what we have seen in Ghana. And so we've had the launch of the Global Survivor Network in Ghana, and that is a group of trafficking survivors that live in a region known for being trafficked, children like Foley in the industry. And they've come together in support with IGM to speak out publicly against those issues, warning parents about the risks of children being trafficked and call on the authorities for action. And we also want to praise God as well for every child this year that has been brought into a place of freedom and now gets to be a normal child that gets to live a life, the life that they were supposed to, and a life of freedom. And so those are the things that we want to praise God for, but also we want to come into a time of prayer. And so I'll keep the prayer slides up so that we have that there. And we thank God for the way that he's moving, but we're also going to pray into what we're seeing at the moment in Ghana. And so we shared a little bit about our private investigators. And so we want, who are responsible for working with the police and bringing children into a place of safety as they partner with the police. And so they plan the rescue operations. And so what we want to do is we want to pray for protection as they go into these areas. Oftentimes the traffickers move the children around. And as you saw there in that video, even tell the children that the people coming for them are bad people. So we want to pray for our private investigators. We want to also want to pray for aftercare as well, for children this year that have been brought into a place of safety. And recently we had 8 children that were brought into a place of safety in Ghana. And also we want to pray for the church in Ghana as well. Now the church are move really powerfully in Ghana in tackling child trafficking, partnering with local authorities, where we have seen them equip people in the church to identify child trafficking. They notify the local police. And so they're moving really powerfully and making more and more people aware about what is happening in that country. So I'd love us to take 10 minutes in groups, if you can. Let's try and do like groups of 4 and 5. If you're sitting on your own, please get into a group. And then there may be things that you have saw in that video that aren't part of the prayer slides that you want to pray into as well. Let's please take that opportunity to come together and really pray into what God is doing in Ghana.